This podcast contains strong adult content, probably crude language, and general fuckery. So put those kids away. Get them out of here.
Good evening. In a landmark ruling, the Supreme Court today legalized abortion.
Huge increases in sexually transmitted diseases.
Transgender rights is a fundamental human right.
There is a right to marriage equality. I repeat, speaking to you from the steps of the Supreme Court, there is a right to marriage equality.
Should sex education be taught to our kids?
Rolling back contraceptive coverage for women.
To make sure that women get the health care that they need. So we've got a lot of work in front of us. Thank you very much.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Welcome back. We skipped a week, but we are here again.
Here we are.
For your listening pleasure. And I am Robin.
And I am Lacey.
And today is another Halloween spooky time episode.
Love
because
it.
Whatever.
I love
and
it.
And I'm finally doing an episode again. So thank you, Lacey, for carrying some of that weight. And we had to skip a week because life is stressful as hell, but we're here again.
We're here again.
And I'm this is a podcast that you're listening to. And
surprise.
It's surprise. And we talk about the history of reproductive health and basically anything that falls under
fairies.
That, like, feminist
obviously.
Umbrella and fairies.
Obviously,
and those are the
fairies
two topics.
Go right underneath that umbrella.
They do. And we got a lot of letters about it. We're a lot of angry listeners. I thought, you know, this was about reproductive health.
Mm-hmm.
We thought you were smart.
Yeah. We were taking you seriously.
Yeah. So if you're trying to take us seriously, Don't
stop that.
Stop, because yeah.
I think we've illustrated it enough already as to why.
We're like, why are you listening? You should stop.
You should stop doing that too.
It's probably not good for you. You do get dumber when you listen to this.
It's true. Thankfully.
but it'll be fun today.
I'm excited.
It's, you know, fucked up shit, obviously.
Oh. Oh, okay. Okay.
But it's like fun.
Okay. Question.
But
more?
It's messed, but it's kind of fucked up. But
oh.
It's great.
Okay.
But it's fun.
All right.
And we're gonna have fun with it.
Nope.
But don't have too much fun.
Okay.
Cause that's fucked up. So should I just dive right in?
How are you?
I don't care.
I mean, honestly, that was my answer. So joke's on you. How am I? I don't care.
Great. Well, I'm doing really well.
I'm thriving.
So yeah, let's just get the fuck
I'm so excited
it.
To know, because I right now I don't know how to feel. I'm like,
I'm
smiling, but I'm filled with dread. You know?
It's okay.
Okay.
It'll be a lot to talk about.
Super.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it's an hour-long podcast, so naturally I had to fill this space
yeah.
with something.
And if the story doesn't take that long, we will just be sitting here quietly for the rest of that time, and you better not turn it off.
I know. Yeah, that's where our inspiration strikes. Okay, so I'll just start.
Okay.
Telling you this story.
Oh boy, I love stories.
It's just, this whole thing is just a big old story. Uh-huh. So, Nancy Doss, who was otherwise known as Nanny, was a sweet, smiley woman.
Hater.
Fuck that.
What a bitch.
Sus.
Oh, you think you're better than me?
She was born in 1905 in Blue Mountain, Alabama. Do you know where that is?
I don't, but
I don't know.
It's
what the hell is that?
Oh. Who knows? Blue Mountain? Nope, not familiar. But you know, I was educated in Alabama, so obviously
you don't know.
I don't know anything. I don't know much about much.
So she had four siblings, and instead of going to school, they all stayed home to tend to the family farm and do household chores, which, like, honestly, that's pretty pretty tight.
Yeah, cottagecore. Love it.
Love it. It's a vibe. But
I bet she would have killed it on Instagram.
Absolutely. So when she was 7, she suffered a severe head injury while riding a train.
Interesting.
The train stopped short.
Oh, okay.
And she slammed her head against like a metal bar on the seat in front of her. So I feel like,
oh damn,
you might get a hint at where this is going, because head injuries are relevant to certain types of people. Maybe you know that. I don't know. But whatever, we'll get there. It's just a little hint. Just,
okay.
Just keep it in mind.
I think I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Okay, you smell what I'm stepping in? Get that?
I'm getting a whiff.
Okay,
perfect. So
that's all you need.
Continue.
There are also rumors that her father was abusive and her mother just kind of chose to turn a blind eye. And in what's thought to be like a possible act of rebellion against her parents, she was a bit promiscuous as a teenager. She also was like just dreaming of her idyllic life with her future husband. So she was like boy crazy and just like couldn't wait to build her own life with her dream guy.
So are we saying the train thing definitely happened, or the train thing could explain the injury, but also her dad was abusive?
Oh.
So maybe it was like I fell into the door handle.
Oh, but I see what you're saying.
Train.
But it's definitely like multiple sources said like she got fucked up on a train.
Okay,
like,
okay.
It was the train. But on top of it, like she just didn't have a good upbringing.
Got it. Okay.
So, yeah, sorry. I kind of, that transition wasn't great.
No. That's it. Oh my God. I do quit the podcast though.
Understandable, truly. So she read, so she was like dreaming of her future life. Mm-hmm. She read a lot of romance magazines.
Oh, disappointment on the way.
Yeah, right.
Uh-oh.
I
know.
I loved that shit when I was younger, like sneaking like a Cosmo, like getting home before everybody got home and like getting the Cosmo from the mail. Like no one knew I had a subscription. I would literally send like cash from like my piggy bank because I was just like so curious.
Yeah.
That is, it terrified
adorable
me in the best way. Isn't it fucking weird?
Little Robin taking her cash from her piggy bank.
It was my little
to get her Cosmo. Yeah, I used to read my sisters. My sister, who is seven years older than me.
Yeah,
she still is to this day.
Yeah, sure. How does that work?
She used to have them in her room all the time, and I would definitely read them. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it is. Shameful the amount of things I learned from that,
quote unquote.
Yeah,
sure.
Yes, hard quotes on the learn. Yeah, from that, yeah. Because we don't care for sex education in this country.
No.
And instead, I'm like, I should put a on vacuum cleaner hose on my clit and just see, because that'll probably feel great. You know?
That sounds intense.
Yes. Oh, I did not do that, way. Mom. Just so you know, your vacuum cleaner is never. That was just one I'm sure was in there.
Yeah.
I did it with the broom, obviously.
A light dusting, sure. I don't know.
I'm gonna get all the cobwebs out of my vagina.
Hot. So she was especially a fan of like the Lonely Hearts columns.
Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't wait to get married. So she did when she was 16 to a guy she'd known for 4 months. What? She's raising her hand.
Is the Lonely Hearts column like a I'm writing in because I'm look like the personal ads, or is it like the like, dear Abby, I have a vacuum cleaner stuff to my vagina. Do we know? Should I stop asking questions?
No, great question. Kay. And the answer is I don't really know. I think it's like people writing in being like, I'm available.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm interested in whatever.
Okay. Right.
So I'm pretty sure it's that. So she got married to a guy she'd known for 4 months named Charlie Braggs. it wasn't totally her decision since her dad already approved of this guy and kind of forced it. And Charlie was like all stoked at first, but then realized that Nanny had a bit of a short temper. My dog is eating a paper bag. That's so annoying. But it's like, I don't have the heart to take it
away. I know. I just feel like she'll be so sad about it if we take it away from her.
Yeah. Quite crinkly. She just put her head down on it.
The shame. Okay, so he was like, you have a short fuse on you, woman.
Yes, woman. yes. And so they were together from 1921 to 1927. They had five kids together, three of which died young.
That was on par for the time, I feel.
That's true.
Also, I love that he's like, I'm not that excited about it anymore. Anywho, we have five children.
Five kids in the span of what, like 6 years? That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that is fucking crazy. It almost takes a whole year to make one.
Yeah.
Like, calm down, geez. Dude. Ugh. Seems like she needs a worse temper, so you stop having so sex.
Five kids. And then, yeah, so three of them died young.
R.I.P.
Charlie. But Charlie had some suspicions about that. Uh-oh. Here we go.
Oh,
here
my God. Go. Oh, boy.
He noticed that two of the babies showed symptoms of severe stomach troubles right before they died. One moment the kids were totally fine and then suddenly died without an apparent cause. But it was left as a mystery, because like no one could tell. Mm-hmm. They were like, it's just like one of those freak things because it's 1920 whatever.
Right. We trip and you're dead.
Truly. It's a lot easier to not have a cause for death at that time.
Yeah.
And just be like, well, whatever. So Nanny at this time would just like disappear for days and weeks, often with other men. And Charlie was like, that's annoying. So
I don't that's love like that about her.
Annoying.
But my children have lived, so yeah. While she was gone.
True. So they ended up getting a divorce in 1928.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I wonder why.
Yeah. Charlie took their oldest with him and sent their youngest to live with Nanny's father because he didn't fully trust Nanny, like with her lifestyle and his suspicions.
And he couldn't take care of both or something?
I fucking guess not. I don't know what that's about, but he was just like, I don't want this one. oh my God.
I'll take that one.
So a year later,
I wonder if he ever had suspicions that the children weren't his because
that's true. That could also
like
be
to
it.
Disappear with other men.
Yeah, that's. I mean,
maybe that one looked a little too different.
Yeah, I don't
that
know.
One. The child.
That one. So a year later, she married her second husband.
Okay,
Frank Harrelson, mm-hmm. And they met through a Lonely Hearts column.
Oh,
so. He wrote like beautiful letters to Nanny and she sent him racy letters and pics.
Oh my God, I love that she's just like, your eyes like, yeah. Burn like the sun in my soul. And she's like, hey, my pussy's so wet right now.
It's amazing. He's like, hubba hubba. So, yeah, and he was also an abusive alcoholic. So that's a bummer.
Oh.
But. Yeah, they started off hot and fun, but uh-huh. Then, you know, wasn't a great dude. But they ended up staying together for 16 years.
Ooh.
And one day when Frank came home, just totally plastered, and he said, if you don't come to bed with me now, I won't be here next week. She decided she'd teach him, in her words. I'll teach you. I don't know what they say. I'll teach him.
And she grabbed the geometry book or... Yeah.
So she knew where he hid his secret stash of whiskey, so she mixed in a touch of arsenic.
Oh, and... hell yeah.
And he died less than a week later.
Okay.
Yeah, and people assumed he died of food poisoning. Meanwhile, she collected...
I mean, technically.
Poisoning, for sure.
Yeah.
And she was collecting enough life insurance from Harrelson's death to buy a plot of land and a house near Jacksonville.
Right. So she's an rolling entrepreneur.
A visionary. So this article said that, like, it's just one thing I read. It wasn't everywhere. But during their 16 years together, Nanny also did some killing of her grandchildren.
Oh!
So it sounds like she would sometimes watch her oldest daughter's kids. And it's likely that she killed one of them just days after she was born by stabbing her in the brain with a hat pin, which is crazy. And
I actually just watched. I've been watching a lot of YouTube, and I was watching, I think maybe it was the BuzzFeed Unsolved videos.
Oh.
They went to the real Conjuring house.
Oh, shit.
And so I think they said, or it was maybe something else, but anywho, the person, the, like, witch that haunts the house was accused of killing her baby by putting a needle into the back of its skull to, like,
whoa,
kill it.
Yes.
So apparently that's a thing. I mean, like, who discovered that, you think? Who was just like, I wonder if I put
this
needle.
It's, like, a tiny thing. It doesn't make a huge mess. That feels really fucked up to say that. But it is, like, a more discreet thing. But it's, yeah, I don't know. I guess they just didn't look into things that much in these times. Because it does seem like, wouldn't you see where they were literally stabbed? I don't know. It's very weird.
I don't know if it's that small. Maybe not. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe it would just look like a tiny little thing and you'd be like, eh, who knows?
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, early 1900s, babies were dying all the time.
Yeah. Yes.
So they just didn't care to look that much into it. But it's interesting that yet again, I'm hearing about a wee little baby being killed in that way. I never heard of that as a method of interesting.
Yeah, very strange and sucks. And then a few months after that, her 2-year-old grandson died of asphyxiation while in her care. So that's also like,
a lot of kids dying around her.
Yeah, exactly. So after murdering her second husband, she moves on to a third, Harley Lanning.
How old is she at this point? Do we know? 16 years?
So
second
it's
1952.
She was born in 1905.
Oh, okay.
So she's still, like, older now. Like, yeah. 40. She's, like, in her late 40s.
Yes.
Thank you for confirming. Thank you for that.
No, I mean,
Googling calculator. Yeah. No. So let's see. Okay. So yeah, they also met through the Lonely Hearts column.
Oh, okay.
He was also a drunk and he was apparently a huge flirt.
If it's not broke,
she's
just like, you know what worked great for me the last time? A drunk from the Lonely Hearts column.
Perfect. Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah. So she hated. Oh, Jesus.
Hello. Christ.
Wilma just perked up.
And is looking into a bathroom. That's a great.
Yeah.
Love that.
Freak. You okay? God, I hate when she does that.
Absolutely hate that.
So let's see. Yeah, she hated how much attention he got from other women. And oh my god. Wilma. Okay.
Sorry. No, that's okay. Goodbye.
So let's see. Yes, got a lot of attention from the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
In 1952, he decided to throw a rager while she was out of town one time.
Oh.
So, and the party got, like, so big that the police showed up and were, according to Nanny, hauling people out of bed. So she's enraged. He was poisoned by her, and when he died, doctors associated his death with alcohol since he was a huge drinker. So I think that's also another reason why she could get away with the shit, is because everyone was an alcoholic.
It's truly just everyone. Like, doesn't seem to be causing her any trouble to be murdering only people connected very closely to her. It's like, is anyone even trying, or are they just like, oh, yep.
That's another weird one.
Yeah, that is.
People die a lot.
The fifth person to die around you. A coincidence, am I right? Anyways, looks like alcohol, so I'm going to go.
Just you're like, so sweet. You're such a sweet lady.
You know what I think is that you're
I'm sorry this keeps happening
to
you.
You're sweet, you're smiling, and I just like it. I like that about you. You're romantic.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so she carried on, and this time around, she adjusted her approach, and she realized that the Lonely Hearts column was giving her just dud after dud. So she leveled up and got a membership through them, meaning for $5, she became a card-carrying member of the Lonely Hearts Club.
Her approach to it not working was double down and get more invested.
That's right.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that approach.
Part of me is wondering just like, is she just looking for guys to kill? Like, she loves it. Is she looking for a next victim, or is she actually trying to find love?
I wonder too, because I feel like the fact that she didn't kill all of her children makes me wonder, like, were just those children slash grandchildren just annoying? She was just like, you know, I have this dream about my life and you're just not working, so like, I'm gonna write you out of the show. Yeah, is that okay?
That is
very
so
very main character energy. What is it?
It is
lead. Lead energy. I don't know what it's called. I'm not young. I'm not hip. I don't know.
Main character syndrome. I don't know.
Who knows?
No, I'm fucking it up. So
okay, so we are a certified member of the Lonely Hearts Club now.
Yes, with a card and everything.
Oh shit.
And every month she was mailed a list of lonely men, and she could contact whoever she liked. It's just like super, super slow Tinder.
It is very slow Tinder.
But you have, it feels like there's more control even. It's like Bumble, I guess, because she's the one doing it.
Yeah, she's the picking. Yeah, she's getting her pick out of those lonely men.
Yeah, so.
I wonder if they had tiered memberships, like tier one, the $5, you get the card and you get lonely men. Tier two, $12, you get men with commitment issues.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's so silly and funny and just crazy to think of dating in that time. When everybody's so spread out and just, it's very weird. So through
and that, obviously dying so often, everyone.
I know, it's like, God. So through the service, she met Richard Morton. And soon after, Morton sent a letter to the Lonely Hearts Club asking to be removed from their list because he and Nanny were happily married. And this is now 1953, so almost a year or probably less after her previous relationship / murder.
Aren't they all?
I know. Wish all my relationships ended that way.
It's like one of us is gonna be dead on the inside at least. Is it gonna be?
Yeah, Jesus.
It's me. Every time. Maybe she's bored with it.
Maybe she's dead inside. Oh my God.
Okay, congratulations to the newlyweds.
Yes, congrats. But yeah, things started to fall apart.
Oh no.
She found it odd that he'd put on his best suit at night and head out on mysterious business.
I love how against cheating she is when she was just like, first husband, I'm leaving for a week with this guy. It's fine.
Just stop freaking out.
By the way, our kid's dead in the bedroom.
Yeah, you might want to check on that. Bye.
Bye.
That's so crazy.
But now she's just fucking like, how dare you?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So when he was away on one of his trips, she got word that he had purchased a set of rings, meaning he was probably seeing someone else. And she was like, well, that's all she needed. She was like, time to kill this motherfucker.
She would have thrived in the 21st century. Can you imagine?
Oh, one, my God.
Getting her hands on things like Tinder.
Yes.
Men would be dead left and right.
Forget it.
Especially if it's like the romance is dead is what pushing her over the edge. Like, can you imagine every dick pic? He's dead. He is
meet up. I would love to meet up.
I would love to meet up.
In this basement of mine.
Yeah. Bring your children if you have them. You're all dead. Oh, you know? And now she's like, she'd be going through emails, social accounts. She'd be lurking.
Oh, my God.
And finding everything. Like, she would have, thank God, you know?
Yeah.
We had her in that century. Kept a leash on her.
Yeah, it is. I guess we're lucky she isn't around right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was like relentless, and she was right when he returned from his trip, she served him some coffee with poison in it. And
classic. I, you know, why change?
Yeah, it were. Yeah, truly
works every time.
It really
works
does
like a charm. Work. Turns out, if you ingest poison, works every time.
I know. And later, police speculated that he had bought those rings for her as a gift since he knew she was mad at him for always leaving.
Oh, okay. She might have goofed that one. She might have acted too soon.
So, who knows? I don't know.
They just come back and it's like engraved with her name. Just like Nanny and Richard forever.
She's like, I'm so sorry.
Damn, sorry about it.
But she's like, well.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. Yeah, what are you going to do?
Back to Lonely Hearts Club.
Yeah, so her fifth and final marriage was to a man named Sam Doss. And he sucked. He was awful in a different kind of way to her, where he wouldn't let her buy a TV set, even though she really wanted one, and he wouldn't let her dance. Just like a real fucking drip. And he was a highway worker and a part-time Free Will Baptist minister.
Red flag.
Tulsa.
Red flag.
Yeah. She later said about him, quote, he got on my nerves.
Period.
Her quotes are so good. She not only tried to kill him once, but twice. So the first time around, she stewed up a huge kettle of boxed prunes, which is just an insane sentence. And she said, he sure did like prunes. I fixed him a whole box and he ate them all. After eating her special stew, Sam Doss was in the hospital for 23 days, and then he came home.
Bitch.
Yeah, and pretty much immediately, Nanny served up some coffee with a touch of rat poison, and it did the trick. But this is the one that raised some eyebrows, because the doctor who treated Sam in the hospital had suspected foul play, but he had no proof.
Mm-hmm.
So the doctor convinced Nanny, who was to receive two life insurance benefits after Sam's death, to let him perform an autopsy. And he said it was a good idea because the autopsy would save lives in the future. And Nanny was all about it. She was like, they should really figure out what happened because it might
committed
kill someone else.
Too committed.
It's like, I would love to know, but it's also like, what else do you do in that situation? Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I think that's okay. Where you're just like, you, how dare you? The body is God's temple, and I won't let you desecrate it with your knives. And that is the only reason.
Yeah.
That I don't want you to do that.
That could have worked.
That could have worked.
But she
Nanny,
was all excited and got a little too big for her britches.
Yeah, she did. She did. She was like, I've, like, no one can catch me now.
Yeah, exactly. So,
so wild that she, like, just to have a specialty of just babies.
I know.
And husbands.
Oh, boy. It is fucked up. It is. The kid thing is like,
yeah.
Husbands, whatever.
Yeah.
We all kill a husband.
We all, we do it one way or another.
Oh, my God. So, his organs were sent to a lab in Oklahoma City, and the pathologist returned some serious evidence. Sam had enough arsenic in his system to kill 18 of him, and she was arrested in 1954.
The end of an era.
Truly. But she was a fucking hit with the press and the police. Like, mm-hmm. she was so charming and giggly and had a way of talking that just distracted from, like, the weight of her crimes. And she fully confessed to killing 4 of her 5 husbands, but not her family members. And in a photo taken long after the confession was over, she's leaving the courthouse with the homicide captain wearing a huge smile and looking perfectly at home. And I have some pictures I can show you of her.
Yes,
because she really is like, she's like the classic idea of a grandma in that time.
She does look so happy.
She's just loving it. She is.
Yeah, she is loving life.
Yeah, loving the attention.
She looks like a like coverage. Really sweet elementary school teacher.
She does. That's exactly what she looks like.
Killer.
But yeah, as personable and flirtatious as she was with the authorities, they were still suspicious of like the unexplained deaths that were linked to her name. And when they tried getting her to admit killing her relatives, her demeanor totally changed, and she said, quote, "You can dig up all the graves in the country and you won't find any more on me." So she was obviously offended. The evidence was still.
I mean, yes, I'm a serial killer, but like I have standards.
Yeah.
So like, how dare you?
How fucking dare you?
You should. You're just. You disgust me. Absolutely not. If we were married, I would murder you right now.
Oh, my God. Apparently, she married Richard Morton the day after her own mother's funeral, which isn't really a sign of grieving, I don't think. Like, the people were like, what?
Like, was it already scheduled? And she was just like, I can't cancel. The caterer's already been paid.
That's fair. That's fair. It is really expensive to reschedule everything.
Yeah, that is a little suspicious. Little bit. Yeah.
Yes.
Married the day after your mom's dead.
Mm-hmm. I did read, though, that she was super close to her mom and was crushed when she passed. Mm-hmm. But I also read that her caring for her dying mother was what distracted her from Richard and cheating and acting suspicious for so long. So we're not totally sure. I don't know, there were different like stories surrounding her mother's death.
Her mom, so her taking care of her mom is what distracted her from her 4th husband.
Yes.
Oh, okay, got yes. it. And then she married the 5th husband right after.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So she was like, she really cared about her mom. And yes. She even one time, there's a quote I put in here later, she said something like, I would get on my knees and like crawl anywhere for my mother, like some weird shit like that.
What a weird promise.
Yeah.
Really don't need you to do that. Could do the dishes every once in a while.
Once Nanny confessed and the case was public, her second husband, Frank, his brother called the police to report a story from a decade earlier, saying that he was walking with Frank past a cemetery when Frank pointed at the grave of his grandson, mentioned he'd been poisoned, and said, "I'll be next."
Oh.
A decade later, he's like, you know, he said something.
Yeah, it's such a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like,
what?
How did you not think? Frank
weird
and his antics. So strange.
Yeah, so there were definitely people definitely had to have known, and like there were definitely suspicions about it, but nothing ever happened. And I really think a lot of it is because of like who she was and what she looked like and how old she was, and it's just like very
that people were just weird. Like no it not couldn't her. Be
yeah it's the perfect cry. But
yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
And I'll be next. Anyways.
Casual. Very weird to know. And then he was.
And then he was.
So meanwhile, Nanny was just hamming it the fuck up for the press.
Mm-hmm.
Here are some headlines. Calm, affable grandmother tells of poisoning 4 of 5 spouses. Tulsa grandma charmed them, poisoned them. I love that one. It's so great weird. Nanny Doss once carried a pistol, was well liked. I don't really know what that one means.
Straightforward. I mean, she didn't shoot anyone, so it does seem strange to mention the gun.
But so she appeared on a TV show for an interview, and just before the camera started rolling, the cameraman asked her to remove her glasses and smile, and he said, quote, "You might get another husband if you look nice." And without skipping a beat, she laughed and said, "Ain't that the dying truth?"
The word choice on that. She just laughed. Time. Oh man, she is terrifying.
It's just, she seems so fun to be around, but you would never obviously want to be on her bad side or even see her. Like, I feel like there's got to be just a look in her eye when something switches and she's like, "Fuck you, Sam." And to give listeners an idea of her look, because I just showed Lacey pictures, but she wore black cat eye glasses and lipstick. Her hair was curled, and she usually wore pearls around her neck. So just like the cute, quirky grandma poster child. And her court appointed lawyer insisted that she was mentally incompetent. So she was given a default plea of not guilty. Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Even though she confessed to it.
Yeah.
But he was like, "She's crazy." And she just continued flirting with everyone in power. On her way to the courthouse, she told the prosecuting attorney that she'd been so cold in her jail cell and her hands were freezing, and she put her hand to the back of his neck to prove it. So just like these very subtle, like, "Oh, I'm so cold." Oh my god, I love it.
Just, I mean,
it's just crazy.
She is like
loving it.
Yeah, just knows how to really work. Just like, I just don't understand people who were born naturally charming. I'm like, I don't understand it.
Yeah, but like, I don't get it either.
You're so charming that I want to be around you, even though you kill people.
Yeah, it's so fascinating. So her lawyers were nervous because she kept chatting it up with everybody, and like they were
the
like,
admitting to killing all of them.
Yeah,
that's a tough one to get around.
Yes, they didn't want her to like slip up and say that she like something about her relatives' deaths. So they told her to just stop talking to the police.
And then they were all poisoned.
Yeah, exactly. So while this is happening, bodies were actually being dug up all over the country, and arsenic was found in all of her dead husbands, as predicted. But there was one shocking reveal. Her mother's body was also loaded with arsenic.
Oh, no!
So there is that. She never admitted to it, ever. But it's just like, fuck. Maybe she was just, like, tired of taking care of her. Ugh, that's so icky. But it's crazy.
Oh no!
Like,
Nanny.
She was really close with her mom, so it is really like, whoa. It just, she just had. Where is she getting all this arsenic?
Yeah, honestly, she's got a subscription
so
to
so much
arsenic monthly. I wonder if she was like one of those people who like does terrible things but thinks that they're like, that it's the right thing to do, you know, like when someone's just like, "I'm helping you because," or, "I need to rid the world of you because you're so bad," or
yes,
whatever justifies it, to where she's thinking like, this is the right thing to do. Because I mean, just the amount of like no guilt that she seems to have is just troubling, and there has to be a reason.
It concerns me
just a little.
It's true though, it definitely, like, she was weaving this perfect narrative until they found like this evidence, like the arsenic in her mom. So she, I think at that point, like, kind of lost control of the narrative, because she just is like, okay, Because it was, she did feel like validated and like all of my husbands were pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Treated me terribly. Like, I'm just this sweet old lady. Look at what they did to me. And
yeah. Small whoopsie on the last one with the rings. That's on me.
We'll just freeze right past that. But yeah, it did feel very much like Dexter, where he's just killing like the bad people. Uh-huh, and she was like, I'm just getting rid of the bad people, like I'm making the world a better place. But then you hear these other stories and you're like, you're kind of crazy. So yeah, so that was a big reveal. Like, she loved talking about how she murdered her husband because she felt, you know, she
are there any tail. Recordings of this, like, did you Google? Oh, I'm gonna Google it. Oh, so hard. Damn, I want to hear her talk about it. If that exists.
There's gotta be a record. I didn't even fucking think of that. That's so stupid.
God, but yeah,
I will. Maybe I'll find something and put it on like our Instagram or something, because that sounds fascinating.
I would.
She's probably adorable.
I just want to hear it. I want to hear her talk about something related to it, just to like see if I'm just like, ooh, chills. Oh, that's weird. Off-putting that you are so smiley.
It's fucking crazy.
I called it right from the beginning when you said that she was sweet and that she liked to smile. I knew.
Like, fuck that.
I knew it. Only bad things can come from this.
Too much away with that. But yeah, so she didn't have any remorse, obviously, for killing her husbands. Excuse me. But when it came to her mom, she just could not bear the suggestion that she was behind it. And the quote she had about her mom was, "I'd get down on my knees and crawl anywhere for my mother," which, okay.
Like, right to my arsenic stash.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. So the image that she had created for herself was, I mean, I already kind of said this, it was completely controlled by her until this came out. So actually, I pulled this story from the book that you got me called Lady Killers. I don't even know. Do you remember getting me that?
But it's great.
It's so fun. I mean, well, obviously,
right.
We're not having fun.
No,
but
I've had a terrible time thus far hearing
this. Fucked up and crazy.
It is. That's why we laugh so much, is because of how bad it is.
It's uncomfortable.
And yeah, we have to laugh so that we could get through.
Yeah. It's just
but I love to hear it's good.
It is great. There are some great stories, and it is crazy because it's like every serial killer that you hear about is man, always. Mm-hmm. And like, when you hear about the women, it is really just like, for some reason, off-putting. And you're like, ooh.
But I feel like the women you hear about the most usually do it with a man. So it's
true.
That's true.
Actually, one of the ones in there, Elizabeth Bathory?
Yeah, Elizabeth Bathory?
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's like one of the first ones in the book.
Oh,
so,
which we did an episode on her. Check it out if you want to do it. I think it's called Virgin Bloodbath, I believe was the name of it.
You're right. That is a great name.
And also, I wonder if she wasn't actually a murderer. We talked about it a little bit in the episode.
That's
where
right.
It was just like, maybe she was framed.
Exactly. So who the fuck knows?
Who the fuck knows?
We don't.
Not me. it's a little bit more fun thinking about a woman bathing in blood, you know, so
it is really fun. It's fucking metal, so
goals.
But yeah, so Tori Telfar is the author of Lady Killers, and I took this quote from it because it described this pretty well. So Nanny relied on ageist and sexist assumptions about who could be dangerous and when. She was a deeply disturbed person with this is my quote now. Tori did not write this. I was like, she's a deeply disturbed person with a fucked up dark side.
End quote.
Me now.
I love that idea, though, that she was just like, they'll never know because they're gonna think I'm harmless.
It's true. And she leaned into that, like, she was like, you're all ageist and sexist, so I'm going to use that to my advantage. And that's wild.
Not that my favorite.
Not a
move.
Great way. I'm like, yeah, because yes, queen.
Yeah. Hashtag feminism. Not the best way to do it, but I appreciate it. And quite frankly, she sounds so scary.
Like, she sounds scary.
It seems so much scarier to think of someone sitting there smiling and being polite and funny and charming. And not seeing, because like I feel like people like to say that about some male serial killers, but then you watch it and you're like, was he though? Like, yeah. Was he at all, or is he actually like looking really fucking creepy? So right. She's like really coming off as someone who is sweet, who you'd be like, I like want to be around you because you're so just captivating and nice, and that's terrifying.
It's scarier when they're charismatic and likable, because then you're like, I'm fucked up now.
Yeah.
You're making me feel fucked up.
I'm questioning everything actually now.
Ooh, it's so like fucking chilling.
And it's just like, what do you think when she is like watching them slowly die of poison? Like, was she just sitting there smiling?
Yeah.
Drinking a tea or something? You know?
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, she probably was drinking her own non-poison tea.
Yeah, the non-poison.
Like,
version.
Oh, are you not enjoying it?
Oh, is that coffee taste weird? New beans,
don't
honey.
Think about it. She's like tipping it up. Yeah. Like, get all of it.
A little bit more. Yum. Oh my fucking God. Do it like chill. There, blades coming.
Oh my God.
Dead.
Oh, it's terrifying. There should be a fucking movie about this.
I was like, just wondering if there is a movie about this, because I would love to watch it.
Yeah, there's gotta be something, because it's such a crazy story. It's so interesting, and she is such a character. There's gotta be something out there, but didn't look it up. So, yeah, the American public wasn't afraid of her. She didn't look like a threat. And they were eating out of the palm of her hand, basically.
Did most people think she didn't do it? But she admitted to doing it, so they had to know.
Yeah, like, I think it was sort of, like, how the public reacted to Ted Bundy was, like, I feel like everybody knew he was guilty.
Uh-huh.
But there were still people, like, there were, like, fangirls that were, like, I'm in love with you, and whatever. And just shit like that, where people are, like, I think people saw her and they're like, she's crazy, but can't take their eyes off her, which I would be the
same
way. Yeah. Like, I'd be like, she is out of her fucking mind. And she's so convincing. You just like can't get enough of it. It's like fascinating. Mm-hmm. So at her preliminary hearing, the judge decided to turn her over to the state asylum so doctors could determine whether or not she was insane. And her response was, now maybe I'll get some rest and won't have to answer so many silly questions. Maybe those docs at the hospital will teach me to think straight.
Like, she's so casual and cool about everything. Like, it's a fucking so vacation. Chill.
She literally, like, loved it there, too. Like, she was, like, she thought it was, like, just a slice of paradise. Because she went there and was just cracking jokes, making friends, convinced, like, a couple doctors that, to the point where they're like, she didn't do any of this, and like, she's like, well, I don't know if that went that far, but just mostly like,
but they just were like,
they're like, she's
her?
Great, we love her, like, she's doing so well. But ultimately, overall, the medical examiners declared her as mentally defective with a marked impairment of judgment and willpower and recommended she be recommitted to the asylum.
They're like, we just can't have her leave.
I know.
We love her.
She's so fun.
Bring her back.
But the prosecution demanded that she at least be tried for murder, so a sanity hearing was set. So in the meantime, she was waiting in jail. And while she was there, she received a marriage proposal via mail from an elderly suitor. And she tore it up and said, I've had enough husbands.
I can't get to my arsenic right now. So that's going to be a no from me.
She's just a freaking pistol.
I just bet all of the single ladies out there were like, what? What?
Yeah.
What am I doing? Like, what is it about me?
I know. This lady, husband after husband after husband, damn,
man eater, and she's breaking him in a proposal, and I can't even get a date.
It's so wild. Like, imagine this person committed or admitted to murdering many
specifically
husbands
too.
Specific, and they're
it'd
like,
it'd be like one me. Thing if she like murdered one husband and then some killed some like other randos, but it's just like she has a thing, my guy.
Yeah,
are knows. We sure that we want to go straight there? And yeah,
I love
worth
that
it.
Thought process.
Yeah,
it's just crazy.
Anything for love.
Yeah, you know? And it's also like, is it maybe they're chasing fame because she's all over the headlines and in the press, and whatever. It just doesn't make any sense to me. It's just like, whew, man. But she tore that shit up. So the sanity hearing turned out to just be like a ton of back and forth between the prosecutor and the doctors. And after 3 days of arguing whether or not Nanny was sane, the jury took 15 minutes to decide that yes, she was sane.
Betrayal? How dare they?
When they you know, revealed that, Nanny laughed and concurred. She said, "I'm as sane as anybody. I guess I ought to know better than anybody if I'm crazy. I've never felt more sane in my life."
I mean, that's the craziest thing to say in that moment.
Fucking crazy.
You couldn't have said something crazier.
It is. It's,
I mean,
like,
it's like she isn't even concerned.
Yeah.
It's now I'm starting to really rethink the whole, yeah, go ahead and do the autopsy. Like, I truly think that she was just like, I don't have a care in the world.
She doesn't give a fuck.
She
does not.
Could have been a fucking guru. She could have led a cult. I need to understand this.
Right.
This process.
Person.
How?
Yeah.
How are you so chill? I am not chill about anything. I'm getting worked up about her being this chill. It's unchilling me so much.
It is like stressful. You're like, how
I'm stressed
are you
out.
Okay right
I've gone through every emotion. I'm so stressed out.
I know, just wish I had an ounce of that chill.
Where does she get it? Oh my God. Is that like her secret to happiness and chill? Is like, just murder your husband.
Yeah.
You will be.
Don't give a fuck.
So just in the present, you know?
It worked for a long time. And I think she was like, this is just kind of my routine, is like, when I get sick of them, I just off them and I get away with it and whatever. I think she really, really loved being famous too. She just like loved every second of it. So I wonder if that too was just her whenever, you know, when they said that she was sane and she's totally guilty, she's like, what can I say right now that'll make people like react even more?
Maybe that's what it, maybe it was just like everything was her chasing attention.
Yeah.
Maybe those grandkids liked their granddad more and she was like, that's cute.
Yeah.
You're dead now.
Yeah, exactly.
And then all
you're
the ones that were like, grandma's my favorite or I love mom. Those are the ones that lived.
Damn.
Maybe she just loves the attention.
Just like jealous. I'm like, if you could just kill whoever doesn't serve you.
Honestly. And if I could, when people smile a lot, I'm like, don't buy it.
Oh, that's
I think it's fake. No, but you smile in a way that like I can see the despair in your eyes. So it's like,
I appreciate it.
Barely counts.
You. Good friend. Oh my God. So
but when people try to act like they're like when people just come into like start their mornings and they're just jolly and I'm I do not believe it. I think you're faking it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's weird. You're like, all right, relax.
But
like
her,
I don't go around. I laugh about scary shit. I'm not like a happy person.
No.
I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. It's just, it is weird where you can tell sometimes it looks like a paper mache face that you're just like, something's not quite right with that. So I'm going
to
keep an eye on you. I love
to watch one of my things on YouTube that I love to watch are like when people, it's just one person. I think his channel is called Observe, maybe.
Okay.
And he does like he watches like people, he watches videos of things, like he'll do like reality TV show or he'll do like interrogations of people who were accused of murdering people, And it's all like, he just points out all the like nonverbal cues of like when something doesn't work. And I love doing it. And then I love to sometimes just look and see if I can see them. Like if someone like is saying something positive, but they're shaking their head no, he's like, that might be a desynchronization of their actions. Cause you know, whatever. And he'll say like, here, you smile with one side of your mouth is content. But one thing that he does say is that when people hold a facial expression for like a long time, like they smile and it stays the same, like that's for sure fake, because naturally your like expression's gonna just like adjust and change a little like all the time. So
that's scary
when you see someone who's just like
smiling,
that shit's fake.
Staring,
it's just like, staring and smiling is
creepy. Yeah,
and not moving, so that smile like staying there
to like that. Oh boy,
they're like holding it. And also like you can look for like if the smile reaches their eyes or not, because like if it doesn't, then it's probably not real.
Oh, that's so creepy.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm definitely gonna watch that.
Yeah, I really enjoy that. I really fun. Like the murdery ones, just because I mean, like he did like Love is Blind and Married at First Sight, just to like see them, and they're kind of fun. But I enjoy the like I'm gonna watch fucking what's the guy, Scott Peterson. I watched that one not that long ago. Oh, he like shit. Watches some of the like Scott Peterson interviews and shit.
Ooh, creepy.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Also watching it, I was like, oh, fucking Gillian Flynn just straight up, that's her name, right? The author of Gone Girl. I think it's Flynn. Just straight up stole, like that's just the Gone Girl story is basically just the Lacey Peterson murder, except she's not,
I don't know.
I mean, it's been out for a long time.
Yeah, whatever.
If you haven't seen Gone Girl, watch it. Read it. They're both great.
Yeah, it's so good. Wow, I didn't realize that. Didn't know that.
Yeah, if you like learn about the Lacey Peterson case, you're going to be like, oh yeah, this is like exactly.
Oh, wow.
Like Ben Affleck's character slash whatever that character's name is in the book.
Yeah.
Is, like, does all the things that like Scott Peterson did.
Oh, God. Oh, that's rough.
I forgot even why we were talking about this. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's okay. But yeah, no, that always freaks me out, like reading facial expressions and shit like that. I would love to see one of her, because I feel like you couldn't even, she was like so good.
She looked, in those pictures, she looked happy.
She's like
I've never
what am
been
I
that
even
happy.
Doing here? Yeah. What are we doing?
We're having a good time. That's what we're doing.
I didn't know where to put it in here. I didn't put it in here, but apparently she like would like bake a really mean pie and like just like bring like food around, and like people were like, oh, delicious. But it's like also like, why would you eat
it?
Oh my god. Yeah, but just a classic grandma. But okay, let's see. Yeah, so after she said, I've never felt more sane in my life. Are you okay?
Okay. I'm trying to burp quietly and not make a big deal out of it. Wow,
you did a crazy thing while you were doing it.
Thanks for fucking exposing me.
I was worried. It took
I was
a
trying to burp into both of my sleeves so that no one could hear it.
Exposed. Oh my god. So yes, her official trial was set for a few months later, where she shocked the public by pleading guilty. She thought it would earn her a lighter sentence or send her back to the asylum where she really loved being. But now she was officially a murderer. And she wore a blue party dress to her sentencing.
Look at her.
Where her she go. Looked great. She learned that she'd be spending life in prison, and it would have been the electric chair, but the judge couldn't bear the thought of killing a woman. Isn't that
sexism
crazy?
Comes in I for the know. Rescue again with her.
It's crazy. I think he said something like they had never done that in the state before and like didn't want that to be the first. It's just like very very fucking weird.
Weird stance to take.
Yeah, she killed a lot of people.
Possibly like babies. Yeah. Like that's like the worst
Definitely.
Type of people you can kill
is babies, for sure.
Babies for sure.
After the sentencing, Nanny said, quote, I have no hard feelings.
No big deal. No worries. I know why you guys did it. It's fine.
Oh my god. And that is what I ended it on, because
she just did not care.
She truly didn't
also
care.
Her quotes are so to the point.
Yeah.
It's like she doesn't waste a second.
She's not trying to beat around the bush or anything. Uh-uh. She's just
he was annoying. He annoyed me. What's the next question?
Yeah, he was annoying.
Next question.
I love that.
How do you feel about getting life in prison? Yeah, no hard feelings.
No, it's fine.
Next question. A woman of few words and many murders.
Yes.
Wow, so proud of her.
For sure.
Terrible person.
Terrible.
Terrifying me. Really she terrifies
scary.
Me.
That's a scary person. Yeah, for sure. So that's why I chose it for the spooky, scary Halloween.
Beautiful.
Time.
What a story. Never heard of her. Can't wait to go and like scare myself with videos of her all day.
Yeah, I think I really can't believe I didn't even think. You know, I always do these last minute too. So it's like, I don't know.
Yeah. I'll think about it later. No, same. I'm the day of. I'm like shit.
Yes. So I will look that up because. I am curious to see like what her demeanor is like. I feel like I have an idea.
Right. But, we'll look for some of those nonverbal cues because I'm basically an expert now.
I know.
I've watched like probably 20 hours of YouTube videos on it. So
yeah, you are an expert more so than I am. That scares me watching that stuff because then I'm going to think really hard about like what I do.
Yeah.
People are going to think she's lying. Yeah. And it's like, no, I'm just stupid.
Everyone's going to know. Yeah. I feel like I do that. If I watch too much of it and I think about something and I can feel my head like doing this, I'm like, oh, I'm doing it. I'm giving myself away.
It's like that show Lie to Me. Have you ever watched that?
I've never seen it, but I do know of the show.
No one talks about Lie to Me anymore, you know?
It's travesty.
Oh my god. But yeah, I mean, oh, and yeah, my sources basically were that book. Mm-hmm. Was like a huge chunk of it. I basically took almost everything from the book, which is crazy to use like a real book to do research.
Oh my god, I've truly never done that. Yeah. So. What was it like?
I was like holding the book open and I'm typing and I'm like, how do I hold this open and type at the same time? It was crazy.
Amazing. I love that.
So I used that and I used all the
like no copy and paste? Wow.
I know.
Okay. Wow.
It's true. I am
I'm like a researcher now.
Pretty smart. So watch out. I've got books now.
Well, just the one, but
that's a huge bookshelf. It's just that one book.
Just that one book.
So yes, it's called Lady Killers, Deadly Women Throughout History by Tori Telfar, gifted by Lacey.
Important to note.
And I used allthat'sinteresting.com and Wikipedia to just kind of cross-check.
Yeah, just in case she didn't do her research when she wrote a book.
It's a book. I'm like, I'm not too worried.
Honestly. She's for sure.
Like, maybe I should have another source just because, but whatever.
Yeah. You just got her like birthday from All That's Interesting. Counts. Exactly. Counts as another source.
But yeah, that's my thing.
I loved it.
And we can move into misconnections.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling it. I have one. I don't know.
Also have one. I texted it to myself before I came. Boom. Got it. Okay. Would you like to go or would you like me to go? What do you want?
I'll just go.
You
I'm
go.
Just gonna go.
No, you go.
You know what?
Yeah.
Can I go twice?
No, you go. You want to read mine?
I'll just read yours. It's fine. So this one is called Movement Mori. I don't know what that means.
I'm intrigued.
So you were the idea of death embedded in sheet music, and I was an insane composer trapped in the attic.
I don't.
It's like you. The idea of death embedded in sheet music.
Okay.
Me, an insane composer
trapped in the attic.
You helped me compose my greatest symphony, which has driven millions to depraved madness.
Uh-oh.
Speak.
Okay, humble brag. Okay.
No, relax. It's like millions.
It's just like the Sesame Street theme song played on a violin. Okay, guy.
Speaking of depraved madness, I am DTF and zero drama. Let's make this happen.
Oh, you're zero drama. I'm sorry. Did you hear how you started that? Did you hear how you started By that? The way, all the drama.
No drama. No drama here.
No drama, you depraved, wrapped in sheet music or whatever it was.
Yeah, I thought that was a nice spooky one to throw in.
Yeah, that's a great, pretty that's fucking a great terrifying spooky one. Mine is, I just think it's a great one to choose, and I'm really glad that I went all the way on the opposite end, and I've got a good dumb story for us right now. Are you ready? Okay, my misconnection is entitled The Sexy Tub Shirt Incident, Man for Woman. I know the bubble bath was really sexy, fun, and both of us so damn horny. I feel like he's just leaving out words, but it's fine. But I was just trying to make a few bubbles and some laughs. I am sorry I sharted in the bathtub. But you didn't jump out of the tub and freak the fuck out with your arms, legs, and hair. Oh, but you didn't have to jump out of the bathtub. Oh, sorry, I think that's
well,
what
I she sure
you didn't did. Have to jump out of the bathtub, freak the fuck out with your arms, legs, and hair flinging shardy water everywhere. Now I have soapy shart water all over the bathroom, hallway walls, and ceilings of both.
Wow.
It is even in the fucking carpet. Thanks for the freak out and ungodly mess. Please don't let a weird one-time incident come between us. You know we need each other, despite the flying soapy shit water. Location, the tub.
Oh my god.
So, yeah, I mean, I think mine was pretty much on par with yours.
I think so. It a is composer, pretty scary as well.
A bathroom sharter.
Flying shit water.
Flying shit water, classical music, same.
Wow. I love that this person was like, yeah, so I sharted in the tub.
Oh, okay. Right? You didn't need to freak out, though. In the tub. You so made the mess. You know, I could have cleaned that up, no problem.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. It makes me question, is what I have love?
Yeah. It's true.
After
it does.
Reading these, I'm like, who is the death embedded in sheet music to my insane composer?
Yes. And who is the bathtub to my shirt? Yeah.
Wow.
Have we even found them?
I know. And,
I mean, the good news is we now know a foolproof way out of a marriage. Yeah. Thanks, Annie.
What a perfect full circle moment.
And now we should stop talking.
We should stop talking. It's so tempting.
Oh,
talking. This was fun. Thank you for being
Thank
here.
Thank you.
Me. Thank you, our dear listeners. Goodbye.
Bye. You can find us on the internet at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Our handle is @FriskyHistory. You can also listen on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, Google maybe has one. Anywhere podcasts are available.
You can direct your questions, concerns, feedback, and weird sex stories to our email at friskyhistory@gmail.com.
Yeah. So, goodbye. Fuck you, Terry.
Goodbye.